92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Every Friday, it's Chamber Chat. April Tripp from the Grand Haven Ferrysburg Spring Lake Chamber in the WGHN studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. The farmer's market kicks off tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it just feels like summer is actually coming now with that starting.
I'm telling you. You're here to tell us about all things chamber related, right?
Yes. Yes. The big one I would love to talk about today is our annual meeting.
Okay.
That is kicking off on May 29th from 11:30 to 1 at the Spring Lake Country Club.
I was wondering about this. Is this the thing? Is this the meeting that you normally have in the evening where you give out awards and stuff?
Yes.
But you're doing it during the day.
Yes. So we're changing it up a little bit from requests from our members.
Okay.
And so we're changing not only up the time, but also our award series.
Oh.
So this year we asked our chamber members to vote for in three different categories.
Okay.
So it was the Mission and Action Award for a nonprofit, the Entrepreneurial Excellence Award for a small business, and then the Business Innovator Award for a large business.
Oh.
Yes. And so our first awards this year will be going to Homeless Prevention Partners for the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Been There, Dump That for the small business. And then RAMI, R.A. Miller Industries, for our large business.
Wonderful.
And we are so excited to give it to them. They are just three amazing businesses.
Wow.
And they're much, much deserved.
Very, very cool.
Yes.
Very, very cool. There's always something going on at the chamber. That's for sure.
Yes.
I'm telling you, tell our audience, maybe somebody's listening and they're a business owner and they're not part of the chamber.
Oh.
Why should they be?
Gosh, for so many different reasons.
I'm sure you got a list.
Yes, yes. So when you join the chamber, you get lots of different networking opportunities. We have our bashes, which are after hours, networking at noon, during the day, early birds, first thing in the morning. And all of those offer great opportunities to network and meet with other business owners and possible new customers. And they also offer our leads groups that meet weekly, and they are absolutely amazing. I love them. And then we also have roundtables. So no matter what you need, we have an option for you.
I like that.
Yes. Yes. So those are great. And then also you get visibility on our website. On average, we have about 1,000 click-throughs per month
really?
On individual businesses.
Nice.
And those can vary quite high as well.
Sure.
So when people Google, they're going to come up on there. And then also you are in our catalog or magazine that comes out every year, and then the visitor's guide. So there's just so many options for you. And economic development, you know, if you need help, you're trying to look for land or you're looking for more employees.
There you go.
We can help you with that. So Matt, it's really just what you need, letting us know what you need, and we can help you with that.
I love that. I like that you're having a community impact day on the 14th from 1 to 4. This is really cool. What it does is it fosters connections between businesses, communities, nonprofits, and the public sector. But so you guys go out and you volunteer and you do stuff? Is it?
Yes.
So what do you do?
Yeah. So for this, this is actually our first annual. It's with all of the chambers in the state of Michigan.
You're kidding.
Yes. So it's absolutely amazing what we're going to be doing. So we partnered with nonprofits.
Uh-huh.
I had them sign up, let us know how many people they need and what they need help with.
Yeah.
And then we had, on the other side, individuals sign up. And so we're partnering them all up together.
Okay.
And so you're going to help them for the afternoon. It could be painting. It could be stuffing envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be doing some yard work, like cleanup, things like that.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we are going to have this amazing after party
of course
at
you
Unicorn
are.
Tavern, which is going to be in their outside area.
Nice.
And we are so excited for that. And they have been a great partner as
good.
Well. They're so excited to have us. And
that's
to
good
be
to hear.
Able to thank everyone for, you know, volunteering for the day.
So that's cool. So chambers all over the state on that date, on the 14th, they will be doing things in the community. I like that. I really, really like that. What else is going on with the chamber?
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
You're getting ready for summer.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you get a lot of people, and I always ask you this, do you get a lot of people that come in and they're like, where's the beach at? And you're like, it's like right over there.
Yes. Well, another big one is lots of times people ask about the musical fountain, like, what is that? And we could just point out the window. Oh, it's actually right over
it's
there.
It's right over there. Yeah. I just, I love where's the lake at again? I'm right over yonder.
Yeah.
I know.
It keeps things fun.
It does. Yes. It does. You know, I always try to be a good citizen when I'm here. You know, I can tell when somebody's from out of town. I can tell by the way they walk. I can tell how they're looking around. And if they look lost, I'm always like, hi, I work at the radio station over there. Are you lost? Yeah. Where's the lake? Oh, it's right over yonder. I'm kidding. Oh, boy. Lots to look forward to. You've got the farmer's market that kicks off on Saturday. That's going to be exciting. Does the chamber still need volunteers for that you know of?
Yes. So people, we are always looking for volunteers, and such a great way to give back to your community.
Yeah.
You'll sit at our chamber booth, and you'll just be able to help people with questions that they may have and to kind of direct them around to the different areas.
Right.
And if you are a local business, we welcome you to wear your logo t-shirt and hat and kind of get some visibility that way too. And it's just a nice volunteer opportunity. You're outside downtown Grand Haven when it's nice and warm out.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a better thing that you could really do to get out there.
The people watching alone is priceless.
Yes.
I just love it. I love watching people. I just love it. I know that you and I are going to talk again in a different capacity. We're going to be talking about the upcoming
64th Annual Art Festival.
Yes. And that is in when?
That is June 27th through the 29th.
Okay. So I'll bring you back in and we'll talk about that. But you're getting ready for that, and that is a big undertaking.
Oh, yes. And it is my first year doing it.
It is. Okay.
So it's been very exciting. But we have 81 artists
all
verified and ready to go.
Okay.
So that's actually before I came down here this morning. That's what I was working on.
You were. All right.
Putting it all together.
Okay.
So it's going to be amazing. We have a lot of returning artists and then actually quite a few new artists this year signed up. And then we're going to have 5 different food trucks set up so we get some great food, but then also just all the amazing downtown businesses we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have said this is actually their busiest weekend of the year,
even really,
outside of the Coast Guard Festival.
Wow.
Yes.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
I would believe it. So you're going to need volunteers for that.
Yes. Yes. So Friday is completely booked. We have had a lot of interest, but Saturday and Sunday, we still have some opportunities open.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything from pulling the snack wagon, handing out water and snacks to the artists, booth sitting if they need to step away. You can kind of hang out at their booth, and then also working at the chamber booth. So people will come up, they might have questions about where's the closest bathroom, you know.
Where's the lake at?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
exactly.
Kidding.
Where's a certain artist?
Yeah.
And just kind of assisting them. And it's just, you can do like an hour here or there.
Okay.
And it's just, it's so amazing. Once again, just like the farmer's market, your downtown is going to be amazing weather, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you just... It's just such a great way to volunteer and just to give back to the community.
I'll make sure I put in a link to your email. People have to reach you directly on the volunteering for that, right?
And then also they can go to grandhavenchamber.org, the art festival tab, and the application to sign up to be a volunteer is right on there.
Wonderful. Yeah. We'll put links in the podcast to that so people can just click away, and that's going to be a lot of fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
I better put some money aside for that. Yeah, because every year it comes, and I'm like, oh, no, but don't have money for the art that I want to buy. Really cool stuff.
Well, and I've been putting that all together, making some social media posts as well.
Yeah.
But seeing all of the artwork, it just blows me away. The talent. And a lot of them are from the Grand Haven, maybe Muskegon area.
Right.
Just the people we have here locally.
Yeah,
it's just
pretty
phenomenal.
Cool. Very, very cool. Thanks for being here. Are we good?
Thank you. Yes.
It's another Chamber Chat.